This is Short Take, a German Films podcast. Alicia von Rittberg grew up in Munich with three brothers. She started acting at 11 and has had a strong and steady career ever since. You might know her from critically acclaimed dramas like Und alle haben geschwiegen and Lotte am Bauhaus, for both of which Alicia was singled out with acting awards. When Alicia can't be seen in international blockbusters like Fury, she excels in series such as Charité about the iconic Berlin Hospital or Die Hebamme. In her newest role, Alicia portrays a youthful Elizabeth I on her way to becoming the iconic queen. Becoming Elizabeth premiered June 12th on Stars. When Alicia is not acting, she enjoys making jewelry and indulges in her joy of small things. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Hi, Alicia. Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. I'm going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun.
Hi.
So, if you're ready,
yes,
we can dive right in.
Thanks for having me.
How would you describe your mood right now in three words?
Excited, impatient, and a bit nervous, actually.
All right. What is your favorite way to spend time?
In conversation with friends and creative in any kind of way possible. If it's drawing or making jewelry or writing.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if binging shows or series and eating way too much chocolate while doing so is a guilty pleasure, then that's probably my guilty pleasure. And if it's shows that already have like 6 seasons, I have probably not watched them because I don't know how to binge them.
What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be film or TV related. It can be something entirely different.
Interesting. I think I wouldn't really be able to choose a favorite job in terms of role I think I've played, because every part is so different and brings something so unique, and every experience is so special, and it depends on the people you're working with, on the character itself, the place you're at. It's just so hard to pick one. I think anything that brings something unexpected, anything that is completely new and exciting, is something that attracts me. And funnily enough, when I was younger, probably about like 6 or 7 or something, I would go to a mini job world in Munich. It was so funny. I think it was actually called Mini World. And they had it at Olympia Park. And there you could take any job you wanted. So I think I did like pottery for a day, and then you would sell what you'd created and get like some food marks for it. And then you could go to a mini supermarket and like buy food. So it was unexpected things where you can try anything, I think, in terms of jobs and be creative. Those are the ones that excite me the most.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I think having an honest criticism. I think in my industry, you get a lot of criticism, but it happens that only the positive criticism actually reaches you, while the negative criticism, I don't know, just, well, people don't come at a premiere, for example, or start an interview by telling you how shit you were. I think it's very important and very helpful to have friends who dare to be honest and to give productive criticism.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're taking a little bit of a left turn. What is your favorite food? If it's German, that's great, but obviously it can be anything.
Unfortunately, I think it's not German. I think I could live off dumplings.
Oh, yes.
Like in general, I think Japanese is just maybe my favorite kitchen.
Yes, I can absolutely relate to that. If you weren't an actress, what would you be?
A goldsmith.
Mm-hmm. Which brings us back to your jewelry.
Yes, exactly. No, I think I love anything that has something to do with some kind of like handcraft. And I think that making jewelry for me is just so meditative. It's having an idea in your head and then, I don't know, just like the result a few hours or days later, it's just something so beautiful, especially if you work in an industry where you come in when everything is already developed. You basically work and then drop out and hand over your work without any influence of what actually going to come out of it in the end. So I think just there is so much room for interpretation about your work as well. So I think just having that idea and then the result in your hands, something palpable, is what I love so much about it. And color combinations, and I don't know, it's just like something beautiful to look at, combined with that handcraft and the industry as well, gold mining and even like lab-grown diamonds, that whole how to make it more ethnically correct and sustainable is also something I find. It's just a very, very interesting world.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I'd love to be a exceptional singer. I think how music helps me in all sorts of situations, how I am touched by voices. Yeah, it's just something that is, I think, extraordinary and hard to achieve with other things. So that's something I would love to.
It has a very emotional level as well, I feel, voices and singing.
Yeah, it's also, yeah, to express yourself in an emotional way, but also it helps people like to have fun, to be happy, to change a mood, to think, to be melancholy, to remember. You know, it is it's such an emotional thing, and I think it opens a door to your feelings, and I think that's something everyone very much needs and our society very much needs.
Absolutely. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? Working on it or maybe watching it as well?
Actually watching, it's something that shows how much a film can influence you, but in a fun way. When I was little, my brothers watched The Sixth Sense. And there is this one scene where the alien like shows up at the children's birthday.
Yeah.
And crosses that little corridor and they watch it in a TV. So obviously I was like five or something, so I wasn't allowed to watch it, but they watched it. And they pressed stop. And then we're like, Alicia, come in. And I came in because I wanted to be part of it, obviously. And be as cool and as grown up as they were. And then they pressed play and that alien passed like that little corridor. And I think that was like the moment when I cried and I screamed and cried and ran out. But I think since then I started sleeping with an open door for years. I mean, for the rest of my childhood, kind of. I thought it's so, and I was just like so scared of, I don't know, like doors or narrow corridors, because I always thought that someone's gonna pass. Quite the random answer, but yeah, I think that's like maybe the first movie related memory I have.
We'll take that. We'll take that.
Okay.
What was the last book you read?
The Midnight Library.
Okay. Yes, I've heard about that.
Yeah, and it's beautiful, actually. It's so beautiful that I couldn't help it but wanted to, or looked up if the rights for the book were still available, because I thought this is the perfect book to actually make a movie of. And, well, it turns out it's already in the making and the rights were sold before it even came out. So, but yeah, it's absolutely beautiful and tells the story of a young woman who doesn't want to live anymore, and then she kills herself and wakes up in this midnight library where this librarian hands her different books, a book of regrets and like trillions of books. And she can choose a book by changing one decision. And then she dives into that life it would have been if she had made a different decision. And whenever she feels uncomfortable in that life, she comes back to that midnight library. And it's just very beautiful about like choices and possibilities and regrets. Friend who's in there. So yeah, I remember that time.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Well, it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It is a bit random, but it's just like that, you know, that beautiful boy who is just so selfless and so genuine and so humble that he in the end gets everything he deserves or never even dared to wish for. And I think it's just so beautiful and so subtle.
What do you like most about yourself?
The most? I think I am very honest, and I think it is incredibly important to me how people around me or in my team feel. So I'm very aware of conflicts.
Which brings us to, what do you dislike in yourself?
I think that what I just said as a positive can be a blessing and a curse at the same time, because it leads to being quite conflict shy, because I want everyone to be happy and to love each other. And I'm sometimes circling around problems if I feel like I am involved, and I try to avoid them. So I think that is something I have to work on.
And now we're getting a little bit philosophical. What was the last thing you regret and why? Although it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be a small thing as well.
Okay, let me get even more philosophical. I think I regret that I regret. I think I regret many things. I question and therefore regret maybe almost every decision I make for a brief second. And that takes so much energy that, well, I would just be way better off if I would just, you know, move on and stick to what I just felt in that moment or decided. So I think regretting in general, I do regret, because it is not a very helpful companion.
Which random thing makes you happy?
It's actually funny, because we spoke about the mini world. Small things make me so happy.
Do you have a life motto or a motto in general?
Yeah, I believe in the fact that things happen the way they should.
Which brings us to our last question. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Holy macaroni.
I know that's a hard question to ask an actress.
When I was younger and she was younger, I think Nicole Kidman, maybe. And then now, or maybe in 10 years' time, I think it would be Kate Winslet. It's not necessarily because of what they look like, but also because of the energy I think they have, which has definitely changed from when I was younger and like that crazy, you know, like buzzing extrovert to, yeah, I just realize I come down the older I get, and hopefully find more of a balance. And I can see that in Kate Winslet very much.
That was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Alicia.
Thank you. It's so nice. Such beautiful questions. Cool.
ShortTake is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about Alicia, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.